Thank you for listening today on Podcast with Pastor Larry. Please rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. Feel free to check us out at podcastwithpastorlarry.com. In just a moment, Pastor Larry will be teaching us a constant truth from God's Word to help us in this always changing world. You can always find more teaching with Pastor Larry at Freedom Ministries through our Facebook page at Freedom in Virginia, or on our YouTube channel at Freedom Church 4, that's the number 4, Others. That would be Freedom Church 4, Others. Now, let's get to learning the Bible to live the Bible with Pastor Larry.
Hey, good afternoon, folks. This is Pastor Larry with Freedom Ministries right here in Haxton, Virginia, Martinsville, Virginia. Sorry for the little bit of delay if you're on Facebook Live right now. If you're listening on the podcast, this does not matter to you at all. But thanks for joining me either way. Today is Thursday, September the 7th. September the 7th. Hope you've had an awesome week. Hope it's been going well for you. And if not, well, today can be better. Right. And so hope things are going well. Hope that you're staying safe and healthy. And thanks for being a part of the podcast ministry and Bible study. If you're on Facebook Live right now, awesome. This is going to be part 3 on Facebook Live. If you're listening in on the podcast, this is going to be episode 3. So I'm so glad that you're here with me. We are going to wrap up the title or the subject line that we're studying in Proverbs chapter 4 today. That's right. We're studying through the book of Proverbs. I'm going to wrap up Proverbs chapter 4 today. And the subject at hand is getting the most out of life. Getting the most out of life. So glad that you could join me. Don't forget to hit the like button. That's right. Hit that like button wherever it is on your screen right now on Facebook and set your notifications on. Share this link. Please share this link. And wherever you're getting your podcast from on whatever platform, don't forget you can share that. And that may be working out better for you and for our listening audience there. Again, thanks for being a part of our study day today. Let's join together in Proverbs chapter 5. I'm going to join you there. Proverbs chapter 4. You know, we're talking about wisdom. I mean, really, this is the whole subject line of Proverbs in talking about wisdom and wisdom from God and what it produces in our life and protection, truth, right? I mean, all of God's word is truth. And so what we find here in Proverbs chapter 4 is just that once again. Solomon is instructing his son, Rehoboam, on the issues of life and things that he is going to encounter, and difficulties and trials and temptation and struggles. And he is preparing him for life. And I love that because he's just wanting him to commit and to put into practice things in his life that are going to help him and guard his heart. And so when we think about getting the most out of life, remember, we have talked about this subject line, just to kind of wrap this portion up, is about seeking the right things. You know, we're all going after things in our life. Not all of them are bad, of course. Some are really good. And whatever that is, I wonder if it's the best things or if we're making it maybe a priority over godly things. And that may be good things that you're seeking, but that's not what's best. And so let's make sure that we're seeking the right things, like the Word of God and the wisdom of God. We've talked about that on the previous part 1 and part 2 of this study. But then also, if you're seeking it, you know, you still have to choose the right things. See, Pastor Larry, I want to get the most out of life. And as a Christian, you most certainly should desire to do that. But my friend, you've got to actually choose. You've got to make a choice of what you're going to choose, because there is the path of wisdom. Because we're talking about getting on the right path. Because in Proverbs chapter 4, let's look at this. Because in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 10, he says, "Hear, my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many." Verse 11, "I have taught you in the way of wisdom, So let's choose the right way. But then notice this, verse 11 of Proverbs 4, I have led you in right paths. You know, we want to be on the right path, don't we? We should. What is the right path? Well, the right path is always the godly path. And the right path is always full of wisdom. If it's godly, it's full of wisdom. And this is the right path. And the word right means upright or straightforward. And this should define the Christian's life, should it not? Upright and straightforward. And so this is a good path. It's a path of wisdom. But also we notice that while there is a path of wisdom, there is a path to avoid. So when we make these choices in our life, whatever that may be for you, my friend, that is a path that's going to take you somewhere. It's going to lead you to some belief. It's going to ultimately direct your life. And the fact is, there are some wicked paths. Look at verse 14. Let's jump down to there. And we've already covered these verses, and this is just review for you and I and for all of you who have been a part of this. And if not, just want to bring you up to speed. Look at verses 14 through 17. He says, do not enter the path of the wicked. Well, that's not a good path. So he says, avoid that. Don't go that way. That's not a good choice. And do not go in the way of the evil man. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn from it and pass on, for they do not sleep unless they have done mischief. Notice that. And their sleep is taken away unless they call some to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. Yeah, this describes obviously the evil ones, the broad path, if you will. Remember, the Bible says that narrow is the gate that leadeth to life, and few be there find it. But there is a broad path that leads to the way of destruction, and the Bible says, and many go that way. And so we understand that this path is filled with wickedness and evil and wrong. But then the third thought, when we kind of wrap up chapter 4, when we speak of getting the most out of life, yes, we definitely want to obviously choose the right things, right? We definitely want to make sure that we're on the right path, and we want to make sure that we're obviously following this, seeking God's wisdom, choosing the right path, and making sure that as I'm looking through my notes, seeking the right things. But then there's a third thought that I want to wrap up from verses 20 through verses 27, and that is if we're choosing the right things, right? If we're seeking the right things, then the last thought is, let's keep the right things in our life. You know, it's so easy to, at one point in our life or at certain times in our life, be on the right path, seeking the right things, choosing the right things, doing the right things, and then all of a sudden, from life's pressure, temptation, obviously wrong choices, we're not keeping the right things. And so I love these last few verses. And so if you'd follow along, I'm going to read verses 20 through 27 of Proverbs 4. He says, my son, attend to my words, incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes and keep them in the midst of your heart. So now we're talking about what we're bringing in and what really motivates us and is our deciding factor and what really moves us. It comes from within our heart, right? For they are life to those who find them. What? Wisdom and truth, the right things, and health to all their body. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life, right? From the heart, the mouth speaketh. We do what comes from within our heart. He says, put away from you a deceitful mouth and put perverse lips, corrupt, perverted lips from you. What should come out of our mouths should be truth, wholesome, good, right? Things that are right. Let your eyes look right on, and let your eyelids look straight before you. Ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Again, focusing on the right things, the right path, the right way. Remove your foot from evil. I love this because he uses the word keep. He uses the word keep a lot. In verse 21, keep them in the midst of your heart. Verse 23, keep your heart from evil. That word keep means to concentrate or guard. Isn't it easy to lose focus? We're always talking about people's attention spans. It seems like it's hard to get people's attentions or attention span or keep it very long. Yet God is saying here with that word, we're to focus on and protect that which is important. So that means I've got to put energy in it. I've got to make this a priority. And so do you. The heart, he says, keep your heart, keep your eyes, keep your mind, keep your feet, keep your ears. Guard those things. Because the heart is the central word for the mind. Obviously, we need a healthy heart for a healthy body. But when you see the word heart in the Bible, it is referring to our mind, which is very strong. It is the mind. It is a descriptive word for the most innermost being of a person. The heart is what protects the most central issues of our life. So when he says keep and guard, you know, this concentrate on our heart, what is guarding the heart? Because when we're talking about keeping the right things in our life, which we need to do, when he talks about keeping our heart, what does it affect in our lives? Well, the first thing is when we guard our heart, it affects our mouths. Did you see verse 24? Put away from you a deceitful mouth and put perverse lips far from you. I'd like to share with you several verses from Proverbs. Proverbs 6:12 says, a naughty person, a wicked man, walketh with a froward mouth. Mouth that does not speak honest things. Proverbs 10:11, the mouth of a righteous man is a well of life, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. Someone is always wanting to be violent and hurtful. You've heard the phrase, right? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. What a horrible nursery and children's rhyme that is taught. For it is not true, is it? It's the furthest thing from the truth. Words are extremely hurtful or extremely helpful. And you and I are always having to evaluate or reevaluate our words. We can be pretty hurtful with our words, even sometimes unintentional, because we aren't really maybe sensitive to where someone is in the moment. And sometimes our communication isn't well, and we've had the conversation in our mind. And yet, when it comes to it being spoken from a place of goodness and a place of hope and healing and love, doesn't always translate like that from our mouth or to or through our mouth, but it should if our heart is right. And so we want to make sure that we guard our hearts. Proverbs 15:28, the heart of the righteous studieth to answer, but the mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things. They are always constantly talking such critical and negative and judgmental things. Always slicing and dicing people up with their mouths. You know, we've got to be careful because here Solomon is instructing his son, be careful about those that have that kind of speech. And son, I'm encouraging you. He says, guard or keep your heart with all diligence, with all effort, with all energy. Because out of it are the issues of life, but you put away these perverse things from your lips. Proverbs 16:1 says, the preparation of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. We should be speaking as Christians. We should be motivated towards others as Christ would be. Proverbs 23:7 says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, said he to thee, but his heart is not with you." So when we guard our hearts, it does affect our mouth, but also it affects our eyes. That's what he said in verse 25 of Proverbs 4 from our text. "Let your eyes look right on, and let your eyelids look straight on." Those words seem kind of strange and, I don't know, maybe even out of place in today's vernacular, but aren't the mouth or the eyes and the mouth the gateway to the heart? Yeah, we've got to be careful of what we look at. Like, in order to read something, you have to put your eyes on it. And it could be your social media. It could be anything that you're reading. Commercials, books, magazines, anything that you set your eyes on that is not pleasing to the Lord or doesn't ultimately help you grow as a Christian. This is why he tells us to make sure our eyes are looking right on right things. Psalm 101, verse 3. 101, verse 3 of Psalm says, "I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not stick or cleave to me." So it's important for us to be careful of our eyes and our lips, our mouth. But when we guard our hearts, it ultimately affects our feet. What does that mean? Well, verse 26 says, "Ponder the path of your feet." Ponder? Yeah, that's a great word. It literally means to take heed or have careful planning. This means we are looking ahead. We are going to be visionary. We're going to be very cautious and always looking ahead and looking out for things, areas, ways, paths that are not best for us. It literally means when we ponder, we're going to give considerable thought. Is this the best route for us? Is this the best path I should take? Is this the best choice for my life? Our feet, okay, not just our physical feet, we're talking about spiritually things here, should be on firm ground, solid ground. Is there anything more solid than the Word of God? My friend, it is not. Our steps should be on the right or straight paths. He says, "And let all your ways," verse 26, "be established. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Remove your feet from evil." There's a great verse in Psalm 73, 1 through 3 that says, "Truly, God is good to Israel, even to such who are of clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slide or slipped." This is what David said. And can't we experience that? And don't we know this well in our life? Man, that could have been a horrible disaster. Wow, I came this close. Or, you know, that wasn't my best decision, but thankfully it didn't get worse. All of us can look back on our life and see and have even regrets. Things in our life that, you know, they say hindsight is 20/20. I think this is the point of wisdom and godly wisdom in our life, is so that we do not always have to be looking back for the lesson to be learned, that we can learn from our past in order to help our future, our present, not to make the same mistakes and the poor choices. This is the wisdom of God to help us and have a plan in place. David said, "For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked." And so David is sharing with us out of that verse of Psalm 73 that I was not looking at what God wanted for my life. I saw everything around me. I saw all those around me prospering and doing well, and I thought, well, why wouldn't that work for me? And so I went that direction. I started to make those choices, and David said, my feet were almost gone. It almost destroyed me. My friend, I think that is such not only a warning to us, but also encouraging. I find encouragement from this, that God is always looking out for you and for me, and that his word is help cover us. It's protecting us. His word is so loving. And so I think this is the point of getting the most out of life. Yeah, for sure. We want to make sure that we're seeking the right things and choosing the right things, but also keeping the right things. Those things in our life that aren't healthy spiritually are not helping us grow closer to the Lord. Why continue to have those in your life as a believer? And it may be such a hard decision because it may be concerning someone as a friend or what you thought to be was a friend. It might be a particular habit. It may be a particular place you go. It may be whatever that is taking priority over God in your life. This is so helpful for us to be reminded of this, isn't it? I think that's the point that Solomon is really pouring his heart into his son. Now, as you think of Proverbs chapter 4, and we're going to exit Proverbs chapter 4, and guess where we're going next? Proverbs chapter 5. As we're studying this, there's going to be a kind of a huge change of direction. And it's not necessarily from wisdom, because I think the instruction that wisdom is going to continue to give his son and to us is, of course, the underlying subject of wisdom. But the next wisdom and truth that Solomon is going to give us is about a sensitive subject, and it's about one of sexual immorality. And so Solomon is even going to dive into this subject matter, and I'm thankful that as when you exegesis a passage, which means you go verse by verse, it'd be easy to kind of want to step over this and jump a chapter or jump some verses that just because you're maybe concerned about the listeners or their ears and you want to be sensitive, and of course we will be, but I think everything and every subject matter must be covered, and it means even the hard things in the scriptures. And so we're going to look at this next time, and for you that are on Facebook Live, you'll see this. We're going to cover this subject matter of making your marriage affair-proof. That is going to be the subject matter of Proverbs chapter 5. And Solomon is going to teach his son and us, yes, both about the purity of sex, which is God's design, so it's not something dirty until it becomes immoral and ungodly, and marriage, and how these two have been paired together. And unfortunately, at times, we know that society has corrupted this, and society and even governmental structures want to rewrite the definition of what marriage is. And so we're going to go to chapter 5 next time in our study, and we're going to cover that very subject matter. And so I hope that you'll join me. And you may be thinking, well, Pastor Larry, I'm not married. I'm off the hook. This is not for me. Well, my friend, I would encourage you just to put that thought on pause for a moment and consider the idea of sexual purity. And no matter your age, no matter your gender, no matter where you are as far as status, single or married, these next verses or chapter will help you. Because I think our goal is that marriage doesn't fix impure thoughts. Singleness doesn't fix impure thoughts or motives. So we all can be bombarded with things that want to enter our mind and, right, Satan's temptations his demonic forces at play. So we're going to extract from God's wisdom of how we can learn from that and see his truth. I promise you, it'll help your life and mine as we seek to live the truth. But the only way to live it is to make sure we learn it. Thanks for joining me today. As always, you are loved, you are prayed for. God bless you. Take care.
Thanks for joining us today for a podcast with Pastor Larry. Please rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. Connect with Pastor Larry at podcastwithpastorlarry.com to hear weekly biblical teaching. You can always find more teaching of Pastor Larry at Freedom Ministries through our Facebook page at Freedom in Virginia, or on our YouTube channel at Freedom Church 4. That's the number 4 others. That would be Freedom Church 4 others. This is a listener-supported podcast. Feel free to partner with us to further our reach of the gospel to the world. If you feel led to give, please log on to PastorLarry.org. Again, thanks for connecting to Podcast with Pastor Larry.